not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Briley and Jimmy. It's Friday. Briley's here.
Yes.
Hi, Briley.
Hi.
This show is brought to you every day by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City. I had to think a second. I'm just in a good mood. It's raining. Did it rain at your house?
A lot.
Yeah, this is great. 580-225-9697 if you want to send us a message on the Today and Hag hotline. Letting us know where you're at and how much rain you got. I had an inch or almost an inch when I left the house this morning. I didn't know if it quit raining or not.
Yeah.
Here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet, it's cleared, but earlier I seen it and it was 1.08 inches. And it's good. I hope everybody's getting rain. Let's just check the Mezzanet and see if everybody's getting rain. I think so. The Panhandle, of Oklahoma and northern parts of Texas Panhandle. Not a whole lot. 3,100s at Arnett. And, I mean, that's a lot as far as I'm concerned. Woodward's got 7,100. Everything kind of west and north of there, not so much. But looks like the big winner right now is Elk City and Bessie with 1.38 inches. And this is the last last 2 days. And then over in eastern Oklahoma, if you guys, anybody's going to eastern Oklahoma this weekend, they need to check the Oklahoma Mezzanet. There's some flash flooding going on out there.
Oh.
Let's just see. That's why we have the Mezzanet. If you go to your Mezzanet on your phone and go to advisories, it'll tell you. And yes, there is flash flood warning for a lot of eastern Oklahoma, central eastern Oklahoma, and a flood warning and for other areas, mainly around some of the big lakes, it looks like, and then a flash flood watch for a lot of eastern Oklahoma. So be careful. A lot of water on the highways and stuff like that. That's all I can tell you. Farmers, don't go out there and start planting today. It's not going to do you any good. It's a little bit wet. So everybody should be in a good mood today. We got a big show today.
Yeah, we do.
We have Greg Waddell. Waddle. Waddle, right? Man, we'll get this right. We got Greg Waddle from the Western Technology Center over at
Burns Flat.
He's going to be on here to talk about their big upcoming plant sale.
Yep.
Coming up, starting Monday. Yes. And they have, I was over there, when was this, Wednesday, and it was, they got some beautiful, no, Tuesday, actually. They got a lot of beautiful vegetables, flowers, and we'll let Craig talk about the varieties. I'll say marigolds, and you can say the rest.
Yeah, no. You did that to me last week.
Yep, and he got some tomato plants, peppers, everything. So he's coming on here in just a little bit. And then later on, we got at 12:45, the last segment of the show, we got a special young lady going to be in here from Hammond. And she's going to be talking about the Pioneer Days and stuff coming up there. So we got that coming up. And what else we got coming? Oh, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. And I have a really nice dark blue Wheeler General Store hoodie to give away. And here's the question. And it should be pretty easy. So I'm going to take like answer number 8 on the text line. So, where is the world's largest grain elevator? Where is the world's largest grain elevator? Hit Google. But text in your name and the answer, and I'll let you know via text line who the winner is. But that's a really nice hoodie. You see it?
No, I did not.
Check
throw your papers.
Yep, throw all my papers and.
Oh, that is nice.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
Got, and then it's got a little High Pro Feeds emblem right on the back. So,
that yep. is really nice.
Yeah, it's a nice hoodie. And it is a hoodie day, so it's a perfect day for it. Let's see what first happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybeans and grains again plummet in overnight trading, and concerns mount about the retaliation from trading partners after the U.S. earlier this week slapped blanket tariffs on dozens of trading partners. China said it would impose a 34% tariff on all U.S. goods and would curb exports on some rare earths starting April the 10th. Beijing has also filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization saying the U.S. tariffs violate WTO regulations. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday announced sweeping tariffs with a base rate of 10% on several countries. He said Chinese goods would be hit with a 34% tariff rate on top of the 20% he already imposed earlier this year, bringing it to 54%. China, the world's largest importer of soybeans, also suspended imports of sorghum from the U.S. grain operator C&D and poultry from other U.S. Firms, according to media reports. So we don't know if that's true or not. When it says that, I don't know whether to believe it or not. But you never know. There's so much going on in the world today. It's hard to believe this and believe that, because I remember back when our other president, Joe Biden, the previous one before President Trump, he placed tariffs on countries and stuff, and it wasn't too much of a ruckus. And this here just seems like, I guess the media doesn't have anything else better to do. Yeah. And so we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be all right. Short term is going to hurt. I'm going to tell you that. But long term, it should be good. The American Soybean Association said in a statement yesterday that it urges the Trump administration to quickly negotiate with countries that are facing higher tariff rates, especially mentioning China. Soybean futures overnight for May delivery plunged 24 and a quarter cents to 987 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 220 to 285.80 a short ton, and soy oil lost 1.84 cents to 45.22 cents a pound. Corn futures dropped 6 1/4 to $4.51 1/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery lost 12.5 cents to 5.23 in a bushel. In Chicago, Kansas City, 11 1/4 down to 5.57 3/4 a bushel. But on a positive note, exports of corn, soybeans, and wheat are all up week to week, according to data from the Ag Department. Corn sales in the 7 days that ended on March 27th was 1.17 million metric tons. That's up 13. South Korea was the big buyer, 339,000 tons, followed by Mexico, 226,000 tons, and Japan, 168,000 tons. And then a John Doe country took 115,000 tons. Soybean sales were up reported at 410,000 tons, and that's up 21%. China, 285,000, Taiwan, 73, Indonesia, 69,000, Egypt, 65,000, and Mexico, 64,000 tons. Wheat sales jumped to 340,000 tons. That's up from 100,000 tons a week earlier, which is 40%, and was up 40% from the average for this time of the year. Ecuador, 71,000 tons. Japan, 59,000. Dominican Republic, 51,000. Taiwan, 51. And Venezuela, 40,000 tons. So that was positive. Nope. Storms. Severe thunderstorms remain in effect for eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas this morning. They're talking these floods are going to, because this is just day two of two more days of raining, so it's going to be bad. Ohio's got flood warnings. I don't know. It's just raining everywhere, but the storms over in eastern Oklahoma and western Oklahoma are pretty severe. So they got hail reported already this morning. In 2 inches in diameter.
Wow.
With wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and 8 inches of rain is expected.
That's a lot.
I hate it for them, but we don't need it here either.
Yeah, no. Y'all can keep it.
All right. Again, before we go to break, I just wanted to, the question, the Wheeler General Store question of the day is, where's the biggest, the world's largest grain elevator in the world?
Yeah.
Don't just Google the U.S., Google the world. And I got a really nice dark blue Wheeler General Store hoodie to give away today since it's hoodie day. Also, breaking news. You remember Jill Matter?
Yeah.
Guess what? Let me see if I got this picture, if I took it right. She was named vice president at OSU at the OCT. Or ACT. Sorry, not OCT. ACT. So I had to look up what ACT was. That sounds like some kind of grade or score or something you get. Or that test you take.
Yeah.
But it is the Oklahoma State Agriculture Communications of Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, she did good.
That's cool.
See, what, just because I taught her everything I knew here. yep, she learned some bad habits here, just like you're going to when you get to college. Like, who taught you how to talk?
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, congratulations, Jill Metter.
That's exciting.
Yeah, being VP. And what is she, a sophomore? No, she, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sophomore. So she'll be president by the time she's senior. So anyway, congratulations again, Jill, on a great job. And look forward to more accomplishments from you. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll have Greg... Say it. Wadle. Greg Wadle on the line. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Briley and I are back here. Yep. Yo, are you there?
Yeah.
No, I thought I heard somebody else talking there. Miami, Texas, here is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. 54 degrees, humidity is 75%, dew point's 46, the winds are out of the northeast at 11 with wind gusts up to 19.10 inches of rain so far. Month to date, red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes, not yet. 8-inch soil temperature, 56 degrees. Well, on the phone with us right now is Mr. Greg Wadle. Yep. We get that right? Yep. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, your last name is killing us over here. And you are the instructor for the service tech, right, at Western Technology Center. Did I get that right?
You got part of it. I am the service careers instructor at Western Technology.
The careers. I always forget that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. You're doing a good job over there, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it.
And you did a good job this morning with Nathan. Who else was in here? The auto body guy?
Yes, Mr. Carpenter. He's our auto collision instructor.
Yeah, you guys changed the
name. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was. You guys were having a good time. That was a good deal, but are you getting any rain at Burns Flat?
Yeah, it's rained all morning. It's tapered off now, I think, but we've had a good rain this morning. Very, very blessed to get that.
Well, you got something coming up, and Briley wants to talk to you about it.
Yes. Okay. So, one of the questions I have about your spring plant sale is, why do you do this plant sale?
Okay. Before I answer that, let me tell you real quick about what we're doing. So on Monday, this coming Monday, April 7th, we are going to have our annual spring plant sale with my class. It's a fundraiser. We grow plants, flowers. We grow vegetables and to put in your garden. And then this is a fundraiser, and it helps fund, to answer your question now, we use that money. We go on Skills USA trips, and Skills USA is a national organization that almost all the classes out here at the Tech Center are members of. And coming up in a few weeks, we're going to go to Tulsa for our state competition. And that helps fund some of that. And then I also purchase equipment for our class. Over the years, we've bought a zero-turn mower. We've bought some other equipment. And then we also use that money to put right back into our greenhouse, because we do buy some of the plants, but we don't buy them finished out. They're very small. They're plugs. They come about an inch tall, and we get them in early February, and then we grow them up until April, and now they're blooming, and a lot of them are starting to bloom. Some are already bloomed out, and they're really, really pretty. And so anyway, we grow tomato plants, pepper plants, along with lots of bedding plants.
Yeah, you grow. I was over there the other day, as I was saying earlier on the show, in the greenhouse. It's so organized, so beautiful in there. Everything is. You tell me a couple months ago about the tagger you got, that you make your own tags and it don't take long.
Yeah,
tell everybody about that.
Okay, that is one thing that we did purchase with some of our money. We bought a label maker, and you buy this label maker. And it, you buy the labels, and they're attached together on a roll, and you can type up what you want to put on your label, and you push print, and it's a printer, basically, and it prints out 100 labels in 7 seconds.
Briley, wow. I just handed Briley a Florida 91 tag that you made. Her mouth is dropped wide open.
Yeah.
Daddy.
The tags are, they're a little flimsy, but the kids have a little trouble sticking them in. They're not quite as thick and strong as I'd like, but they work great. It's a lot better than having to handwrite a bunch of stuff with Sharpies.
Yeah, I'm about to make my dad get me one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but boy, they're a valuable asset.
Well, yeah. Since he said that, your dad's out because your dad's cheap.
Yeah,
yes,
he is.
Yeah, I know your dad.
Yeah, well, he's messing with me on the text line here. So he's I guess, well, we probably deserved it since we was pretty hard on him last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, he probably deserves some of it.
Yeah, he deserves every bit of it.
What that? Well, let's talk about your flowers.
Okay. So we have probably about, I don't even know, about close to 15 varieties. And then in each variety, we have multiple colors of every variety for the most part. And in years past, I've gotten fewer varieties, and now we've been able to grow and fill up our greenhouse to the hilt, and we've been able to get multiple colors of top-selling. I kind of take notes on what sells the best, what grows the best, I take a lot of advice from the ladies, because most of the people that visit my greenhouse are ladies. And so, anyway, they tell me, oh, we just love this, I wish you'd get this. And so we try it, and if we like it, we just keep buying it. So, anyway, we have lots of choices. I can read down the list real quick if you want me to.
Sure.
Okay, we have Angelonia, Celosia, Coleus, Lantana, Marigolds, Periwinkles, Purslane Moss, Rose Moss, Salvia, Spider Plants, Sweet Potato Vine, and Verbena.
See how hard that was?
Multiple succulents as well.
When Briley was reading that last week, we were both like,
Yeah.
You made it sound
easy.
Well,
when you're around them every day like me, you learn how to pronounce them pretty quick.
All right. And they're $3. $3 a deal.
Yes. Yes. And all my plants are $3. My tomato plants and pepper plants are $2.50.
Right. Or $2 for $5.
And then we have some hanging baskets or hanging pots that are assembled with succulents and some other plants, and they're about $12. So, you know, it is a fundraiser. We try not to ask too much money. And people say, well, I can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get it cheaper. I'm like, well, go for it. You know, that's all right. We'll get it sold. It's a fundraiser. So, and I never have trouble selling out takes about a week, week and a half. We can sell everything we have. We've been very fortunate. The community and area communities have really supported us. And so it's been a fun trip doing this.
Yeah,
over the years.
And you guys do a great job. It's well organized. Your kids are so great. What all do you teach them in the service careers?
Okay, in my class, we do a variety of multiple things. We do a lot of custodial maintenance. I teach them how to clean floors, restrooms. We even do some home setting to practice vacuuming and whatnot. We clean our own facility. Nobody comes in. No custodians come in and clean our classroom and shop and restroom. We do it all ourselves every single day. Each kid has different jobs, and they do well. And then we also do horticulture, obviously, with our greenhouse. We grow plants. We sprout a lot of seeds, and we grow a lot of plants from seed. We don't just buy everything that's going into this fundraiser. I'd say over half of the plants we grow from seed, and we start, every kid touches every single plant every day just about. And then we also do outside work where we learn how to drive lawnmowers. We run edgers, weed eaters, teach them a lot of lawn care and landscaping. We work in the flower beds. We built flower beds here on the campus. We take care of some flower beds on our campus. We have grown, my brain just froze up. We've grown some plants that we have put in, red yuccas, I'm sorry. We grew a bunch of red yuccas several years ago from seed, and it takes about 2 to 3 years to get them established, and we grew those in the greenhouse, and we planted about 30 of them on our campus, and they're really doing well now. We also do a lot of life skills. We do auto detail, and so we do a lot of stuff.
Cool. You got it's good. And those kids, even from last year, remembered me and, hey, Mr. Jimmy, how you doing? And it was pretty good. So they
like to visit with people that come see us.
Oh, yeah. And let's see here. So your tomato plants, you have Florida 91, Celebrities, Romas, and Cherry Tomatoes.
Yes, and I have two varieties of cherries.
Yes, and then your pepper plants, you got three different varieties of jalapenos.
Yes, sir.
We got the hot, mild,
hot,
and no heat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's called Trick You. They have the smell, the taste, and the look, and the flavor, but no heat.
Okay, very good.
And then, of course, the typical green bell pepper and banana pepper.
So, Greg, I'm sitting here looking at the plants that you brought for Jimmy. What in the world are you feeding these plants? They are huge.
It's just we don't do anything different than anybody else. We just try to buy good quality potting soil, and we don't fertilize anything. I've tried that, and I've ended up doing more harm than good. And so we go with a fertilizer that, you know, the potting soil has a little fertilizer in it. And then we just don't overwater. Some of my students get a little water happy at times, so I have to really kind of control that. And, you know, of course, plants love greenhouses, and we have an awesome little greenhouse that keeps the plants happy all through their growing stage.
Well, these are beautiful plants. If I remember right, looking at my messages from you, you planted them the last week of February.
Yes.
And those tomato plants over there are at least 10 inches, if not 12 inches
they
tall.
Are really pretty.
Yeah. Some varieties grow better than others, but they're about right at the right height that I'd like to see them at this time of the year. Now, I know it's a little early. People say, oh, it's too early to buy plant tomato plants. I agree. It is. But I have to set the time each year to a certain date because in a couple weeks we're going to be going to Tulsa to our state competition, and I really need to get ready for that. And about that time is really whenever you really want to be planting tomatoes and peppers, about the middle part of April, because, it's going to get cold again, obviously, in the next day or two, and possible snow. So even if you purchase them, they'll still stay good in your garage or in your house near a window. And it's good to let them in and out, you know, and get them acclimated and stronger. But I put fans on them. We blow air on them all day long so they get strong.
Yeah.
Where is the sale at? Tell everybody how to get there.
Okay. We are located in the big town of Burns Flat, Oklahoma. you're going to come to the one and only stoplight in Burns Flat on Highway 44, I believe it is.
Yep.
Then you're going to go west. You're going to go west through a winding road with lots of cedar trees on each side. It's called Sooner Drive for all you Sooner fans. 621 Sooner Drive. And we are located at the Western Technology Center campus, the one in Burns Flat, the main campus. There will be signs put up, and hopefully you can follow the signs. And if you cannot and you get lost, because believe it or not, people do get lost in Burns Flat, you can call me, and I have my phone number on the cell flyer, and I can give that out right now. It's my classroom phone, 580-562-3181. That's Western Technology Center. And then my extension is 230.
Okay. It's easy. When you get down there, on the right, just as you come out of the cedars, like you're coming out of Sherwood Forest, and to the you look to the right, you'll start seeing the campus, and then your signs will probably be right in there. Because for some people, when
sign.
You
yep, yeah, I'll have a sign right there at the first turn that you need to turn to, and then I'll have another sign that'll direct you back behind the main building. Main building is labeled A. We will be directly on the north side of the main building. We have a little greenhouse tucked back in the corner, and hopefully there'll be so many cars around that you'll be able to find us and come see us.
All right.
We'll be open 8 to 3, 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. We are not open on Saturday and Sunday. I had somebody call me one year and on a Saturday, and they were not happy with me that I wasn't open, and I tried to explain to her that it was a school. You know, we're not open on the weekends.
Why don't you just leave the door unlocked?
I could have.
So, Greg, good luck, my man. Thank you for what you do with the students, and thank you for what you did with the plants I got from you. They're beautiful. I already got 110 of them in the ground.
Oh, my.
And wow. Yeah, and they all laid flat down on me.
Yeah, they do. They kind
of
will.
And then I walked back through there with just a little bit of water, and within 30 minutes, bam.
They're perking back up.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll go through a little stress sometimes. They do that whenever we transplant them from seed. We transplant them as they get bigger in our containers, and then we move them to the finished containers, and they'll all droop on you. And you think, oh, no, I've just killed everything. And then an hour later, 2 hours later, you go back out and they're standing up.
Yep.
It's like, wow. Yep. Cool.
Anything else, Briley, for Greg?
No, I asked the questions I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Go ahead. Bomb at me.
No, she's done. No, she already.
Oh, she's done. Okay, I thought she said she
I thought her. I was going to get sophisticated here, but we didn't. No, thanks,
well,
Greg. We appreciate it.
I do appreciate you letting me come on and Briley come on. And I do want to thank you, and I also want to thank her dad, because Brian, he got me kind of pointed toward those Florida 91s. And so, anyway, I know he sells a bunch, too, and I hope I don't take business away from him.
Nah, there's plenty for
anyway,
everybody.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just appreciate you guys supporting our youth and giving us these free radio plugs.
All right. Well, have a good day, and good luck Monday. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
See you, Briley.
Bye.
All right, how exciting was that?
That's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, we're going to take a break. And during break, I'll let the person know who won the hoodie. And we'll come back and we'll do a weather update for Northwestern Oklahoma. And then we'll probably go back to another break. And we'll have the Young Flowers girl in here pretty quick. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes. But for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City, follow us on Facebook, or give us a call.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Ranchers, the Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th, will feature the most important issues and the best speakers in the cattle business. Go to the website or call 806-323-9114 to get your tickets today. Tickets include three big beef meals, all the presentations, 115 trade show exhibitors, and celebrating our 10th anniversary. See you in Canadian.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. We're going to check out the weather, and then we're going to take another quick break. By the way, the correct answer is, a lot of you got it. You used Google. I know you did. Is the DeBruce grain elevators in Wichita, Kansas, over 20 million bushels is what they'll hold. And I will notify the person that won. And first of all, let's check some ag weather out in northwestern Oklahoma. And it was busy. The May Ranch. Let's do the May Ranch. May Ranch, maybe. Dew points 48. Dew points 46. Humidity's 96. 47 degrees. Feels like 43. 0.71 inches in the last 10 days. Sunset at 8. 90% chance of rain today and 55. 80% chance of rain tonight, 37. Tomorrow, rain and snow. 70 degrees. Or 70% chance, not 70 degrees, 70% chance of snow and rain and 46 with north winds 24 to 29 miles an hour. We're going to take another quick break, and I got two beautiful young ladies in here in the studio with me, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 28th. 1,366 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 410 brought 427.50. 4 at 449 brought 385. 26 at 461 brought 405. 7 at 594 brought 345. 4 at 646 brought 328. 3 at 680 brought 308. 5 at 1005 brought 244. 8 head of heifers at 429 brought 370. 6 at 23 at 516 brought 320. 11 at 569 brought 318. 4 at 643 brought 270. 10 at 763 brought 255.50. Cows were 36 to 156. Butcher bulls were brought 105 to 195. Bred cows were 1,000 to 3550. Pairs brought 1,700 to 3950. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code VAN for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code VAN for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code VAN.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sorry, I had to get that text message off. Somebody asked us a question, and Briley was on it. And, all right, welcome back. Let's see here. Weather. Your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum, 53 degrees. Dew points, 49. Humidity, 89. The winds are out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. 1.06 inches of rain in the last 10 days. Sunset at 8 o'clock. 3-day average bare soil temperature, 63 degrees. Rain chances today, 80%, 59 for a high. 90% chance more rain showers tonight, 39. The winds are going to get up out of the north. Tomorrow, 46 for a high and another 90% chance of rain showers. Well, in the studio with me right now is two beautiful young ladies. Are you ready? You got that mic up there close and you're going to talk loud?
Yeah.
Brinley Flowers and little sister Scarlett. That's what's wrote here. Brinley, why are you in my studio today? Talk about it. Get it close to that mic to me. You're on.
My name is Brinley Flowers, and I'm running for Cheyenne Arapaho Pioneer Days Princess.
Get that mic a little. There you go. And you're running for the princess at the Cheyenne. What is it? Cheyenne Arapaho? Is that right? Let me get my phone out. I took a picture of it. We're good. I'm not very good interviewer.
Even though it's Cheyenne Arapaho Pioneer Days, it's going to be at Hammond, Oklahoma this year.
They are? And when is that?
April 18th.
All right. And then tell us about running for the princess. What's all involved in that? Talk real class in that mic for me, will you? There we go.
What you have to do to win princess is you have to sell 50-50 raffle tickets, and if you sell the most of them, you win Pioneer Days Princess.
Oh, really? Are you selling a bunch right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. You like excited. I seen your mom's post on Facebook here, and I got it. Let's see. The 50-50 raffle, winner receives 50% of the monies collected. Tickets sold until April the 12th. The drawing will be April the 18th. And how much are the tickets?
One of them is for $5, five of them for $20, or 10 of them for $40.
You've practiced this, hadn't she? Yeah, so, and when is that? That's when is the parade? April the 19th?
The
is that right?
Parade will be at 10:30 on Main Street.
Yeah, and that's at Hammond, right?
Saturday.
Yeah.
You own a horse?
Yeah, I'll be riding in the parade on my horse, Rocket.
What is it, Rocket?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why it's named Rocket?
Because he can go super fast.
So, what kind? What color is he? What?
He's brown and white. He's an Appaloosa.
Oh, cool. You got a picture of him? Tell Mom to send me a picture of you. Scarlett, you ready to talk? You don't want to talk? Sure. You sure? You're more than welcome to. Okay, it's all right. Man, you're so lucky to have her for a mom. Brinley, back to the, it's a ranch rodeo, right?
Yeah, a 3-in-1 ranch rodeo with mountain busting.
What does 3-in-1 mean? Do you know?
It'll be pinned, tied, and doctored.
I gotcha. And there is muffin busting going on, right? Mutton busting going on?
Yeah.
Are you in that?
I don't think so.
So any barrel racing?
Yeah, I think.
No? Your mom was saying no. Aw. That's a pout face. She just found out she's not barrel racing in the rodeo. All right, so how would people get a hold of you to buy tickets? Get close to that mic for me.
You can call 580-729-0785, or you can find Christy Flowers with a K on Facebook.
All right. Very good.
To enter the rodeo, call Matt Baker,
580-331-9284. Okay, let's talk about horse riding. How long have you been horse riding? Or riding horses?
I think a year now.
Huh?
I think a year now.
A year now? Have you been bucked off yet?
No.
No, you're good. And Rocket, so what do you just grab the saddle horn and hang on when Rocket wants to take off?
No, when he doesn't take off unless I let him take off.
Oh, so he knows you are the boss.
Sometimes he acts up, so I have to spin him in circles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I spin him in circles sometimes.
So do you warm him up real good before you take off for serious riding?
I like
that. Or you just hop one and go?
Yeah.
Huh. That's surprising coming from you, and I've only known you about 10 minutes. if you do win the Prince's deal, so your Prince is for what? For a year? Till next year?
No, it doesn't come back to Hammond for 5 years.
So yeah. All right, so what will be your duties as the princess? You're just going to be a princess?
Well, I'm...
I'm laughing at your mom, not you. Though rodeo, what else is going on at the rodeo? It's a two-day deal. You got a marathon, a half marathon. And a ski and fun run, or not a ski. What is it? SK fun run?
5K.
5K. There we go. Here, let me blow that up. Shut up, Briley.
Hey. My dad is going to be running in the half marathon.
Your dad is?
Yeah.
What about your mom?
She's not going to be running, I don't think. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go into the fun run.
Okay. So the half marathon starts at 7:45. And the 5K and the fun run is at 9 a.m. And this is on, is this all on the Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all on Saturday here. Yeah, there we go. Friday, the April 18th, there's gospel singing at the Community Fellowship Church, Allen Barnett. And then Saturday, the pancake breakfast from 7 to 9 a.m. Half marathon. Were you eating pancakes before or after the marathon?
I would hope after, so okay. Many people
would be smart. And then if you're interested in the marathon, the 5K and the fun run, Tammy and Kayla, is that right, Travis? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get a hold of one of those. And then there's the arts and crafts show just says arts and craft. And then firehouse, at the firehouse. I'm going to guess that. And the flea, I read this before the show, but there's a lot going on. And then there's a flea market downtown. There we go. And
there's
going
to be a free barbecue there for the whole town.
Do what now?
There's going to be a free barbecue there for the whole town.
What time is that? Where's it at? Oh, right there. 12 o'clock at the park. Free barbecue, a free carnival. There's a free carnival from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock. The parade's at 10:30, and you're going to be in the parade, right? Waving at everybody, saying, pick me for your princess. Is that what you're going to do? Yeah, you are. And let's see here. And then the free barbecue at noon at the park. And then more. There's a quilt show going on also, same day. Games in the park from 12 to 3, and then a beard contest in the park. Do you know what the beard contest is about?
I think the longest beard.
Are you going to enter in that? Huh? Are you going to enter in that?
Well, I don't. This is a goatee. It's not a beard.
Aiken grass.
There's a lot of gray in this thing. But you know what gray's for? You know what gray stands for? Maturity.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right. Tell everybody again how they can buy tickets, because whoever sells the most tickets is the gets the princess, right?
You can contact Chrissy Flowers at 580-729-0785, or you can find her on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Chrissy with a K, though.
Yep. Find it on Facebook, on Chrissy Flowers' Facebook page, and help Brinley out. And little sis, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
She's real talkative.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck with becoming the princess.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right. Back to we do what we do best. These cute little girls.
Yes.
And I got the Cotton King messing with me. All right. Let's check it out. I did let the winner know about the Wheeler Dental Store hoodie. And then let's see here. What else we got? Oh, we had a question. We got time, just enough time for you to answer. You ready?
Yes. So about the question with the spider mites and the marigolds, some control methods are just water. You can use a strong jet of water from your garden hose to dislodge the spider mites and pay close attention to the underside of the leaves. This is often the simplest first step to getting rid of them. And then you can also use neem oil, and that is a natural pesticide that can be effective against spider mites. It disrupts their feeding and growth. And then predatory mites. Introducing predatory mites, which feed on spider mites, can be a very effective and biological control method. And then this one, I don't know how to say that.
What is it?
It's the soap one.
Insecticidal.
Yeah, that. Soap. That word. It's a soap. It's a less toxic option. Follow the product's instructions carefully and be aware that some soaps can cause leaf burn. So test on a small area before you go all over.
Right. You should do that with anything.
Yeah. Patience. Just for a precaution.
Patience.
Yes. And then to identify spider mites, they are a tiny size. Spider mites are very small, making them hard to see with the naked eye. And then look for webbing. It's a fine webbing on the underside of the leaves. And then stippling. Leaves may have tiny yellow or white spots where the mites have been feeding. And then a helpful trick is to hold a white piece of paper under the plant and gently shake it. If spider mites are present, you'll see tiny specks moving on the paper.
Yeah, and I mean, they are fine.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see them.
Yeah.
I mean, you might, but that, and then... But do ladybugs help with spider mites?
I'm not sure. I don't know if we've ever had a problem with spider mites, but I would assume they would. Ladybugs seem like a really good natural, just overall helpfulness for the garden.
Right. Oh, yeah, ladybugs are ladybugs. What was your trick? So you can, if you don't have natural swarm of ladybugs, we got about a minute left here. A natural swarm of ladybugs come into your garden or wherever. I mean, ladybugs are important to alfalfa.
Yeah.
And because they will gobble up. Everybody thinks ladybugs are a cool little bug. They are cool, but they are aggressive when trying to get rid of other insects.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that. And so you can buy them.
From Amazon.
Yeah, from Amazon. Or there's a place in Oklahoma City where Sandy got hers. No matter. What's the trick? Don't just go out there and let your ladybugs loose.
Put them in your fridge so they will go to sleep. And then in the evening time, go after they've been in your fridge for a little bit, then you release them, so when they wake up, they'll have all the food and they won't just fly away.
Right. Yep. And we're talking about putting them in the fridge for 6, 8, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Not an hour.
Yeah. We'll put them in the fridge when they get delivered at like noon, and then we won't put them out until like 7, 8 o'clock that evening. So.
All right. That's your Briley tip of the day.
Yes.
See you next week.
Adios.
All right.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
From Shamrock, Texas to Weatherford, Oklahoma, we are today's best country.